I'm super happy. Are you happy? Welcome to the Be You, Find Happy podcast. Here you'll find tips and tricks to inspire you on your way to happiness, to live a courageous life of authenticity, and learn how to speak your truth with grace. I'm Michaela Johnson, and welcome to our podcast. Lauren, good morning and welcome to the Be You, Find Happy podcast. We are going to talk about like all my favorite things, organizational psychology stuff. We're going to talk about, being a mom and life and marketing. I couldn't even encapsulate. So I'm going to let you share with the listeners a little bit about what you do, how you got where you are, and then we'll dive right into it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here and discuss all of the things, right? There's so many things about being a mom, doing what I do, the journey, right? Purpose, all of that good stuff. So my journey as an entrepreneur was not linear. It was a long winding road, and that winding road continues. I started out really just studying management in school, undergrad and MBA, leadership. And then just once I got into the real world, discovered that it's so much different than the textbooks tell you. And so really my journey as a consultant has been bridging that gap and just sharing with others what I learn along the way. And so I have a pretty extensive background in working with startups, worked to build a couple early in my career, started in sales and cold calls, which I really hated, but then was fortunate enough to really work my way up to the COO position. So operations, really creating systems and all of the things that make life easier for leaders and CEOs, and just learned a lot from them. And over the years, it's just so interesting. I've just morphed a lot. Like I've just grown a lot, morphed a lot. I would say my strength used to be operations. And now I would say it's totally different. It's totally creating and just being in that visionary space and then building a team to be able to execute that. So the short of it is now I have my own consulting agency, and we really specialize in working with leaders and companies in three different areas, and that's in strategy, in marketing, and in leadership. And I would say the one thing that ties them all together is what we call identity-based strategy. And so we really focus on seeing and knowing and hearing the leaders that we work with, the teams that we work with, and their customers to develop strategies.
I'm like so excited to just, I'm like going to cheat and steal your time. That's what I'm going to do today.
Oh, I love
So a little bit of backstory. I have a therapy practice, a pretty bustling therapy practice, but I also own three businesses.
Oh, nice.
And one of them, so I'm an aviator, all the listeners know, but one of them is an aviation business that's just taking off. And I have had to pivot extensively, and I've had to do a ton of self-work to get to the place where I stopped listening to what everybody else was telling me to do and started deciding what I wanted to do. And this isn't my first business. So it's not like it's funny how you can have all the knowledge in the world, but then when you start a new thing, you go right back to that place of all those narratives that we create for ourselves about like, I'm going to fail, or I can't do this, or how are people going to look at me, and all the different things that come up.
Yes.
And so really been trying to clean the slate. And I kind of picture the little like Etch-a-Sketch that, I don't know if you had one of those as a kid, where it's like, and I'm trying to just like swipe that Etch-a-Sketch every time and be like, nope. Because when I zoom out and I look at my life, I've also had that winding road, and everything that I've done so far, whether I saw it as a success or a failure or a big boulder in the middle of the path, has led to where I am. It all, even having to go around the boulder or go up and over the boulder and the resiliency I gained from that, all of it led to where I am now. And so, you know, wiping that Etch-a-Sketch every time that the I can'ts and all that comes up and saying, no, yes, you can. And you can create from that space that that lets you pivot as you're going along. Like, it doesn't have to be linear. It can be curvy.
Love it. Absolutely. I mean, I think it's, I resonate so much with everything that you're saying. And I think, like, just through the curves, I was writing an article recently for a piece here in Miami. And it was just really cool because I was reflecting back on the journey and I was thinking, wow, I could have never planned or imagined the road, but I'm so grateful for it. So my family, just a little bit of backstory, grew up in the automotive industry. And I was actually, the plan was that I was going to move back to the Philadelphia area and go through the management track and ultimately, you know, one day, hopefully take over the dealerships. And through a turn of events, we ended up having the opportunity to sell in 2008, right before everything crashed. And so, you know, I was graduating college simultaneously. And so my Etch-a-Sketch screen was wiped completely blank. And in a way, it kind of felt like the rug was pulled out from under me a little bit. And so I struggled during that time to figure out, like, well, who actually am I? And I didn't realize that so much of my identity was wrapped up in, you know, what I thought I was going to do or be. And it just gave me such an opportunity to restart again and learn so much and go on this incredible journey working for so many different leaders and entrepreneurs, and then having the opportunity to create things myself. Like, I, you know, I just look back at, like, the Strategy Game podcast started during COVID, you know, and the Strategy Masterclass e-course and the Marketing Engine, who I co-created with my business partner, Gene Roberts, and, you know, the work at StoryWork, working with leaders, and, like, how cool, you know, how cool. Like, I don't think I would be who I am today if it weren't for the rug being pulled out basically from under me. So what, when you go through hard things, it's just a great thing to remember, like, what else is happening here? Like, just to pull back and observe, you know, kind of from above, like from a higher perspective, and think, like, something is happening. What is it? You know, and you may not know right away, but over time, when you look back, I'm the most thankful for the harder times.
I think that and we say this a lot on here, the biggest growth comes from that discomfort. You know, we are just so hardwired to fix it when we're not happy. And that, and I think that it's amazing the resiliency and the place that we can tap into, the grit to, like, really develop and come up with stuff. Where I find myself struggle is in that wavering spot. And this is my own primal wounding and my own work. I start to not trust my judgment. And that's when I get into trouble. I really have to be able to silence the other voices and sit with my discomfort and know that, like, I don't have to, sometimes not acting is the best action, right? Like, sometimes just sitting there and observing and eating your popcorn and watching what's going on is the right thing to do. And so now I'm in a space, this is totally crazy, this is the first time listeners will hear this, where I'm actually considering some expat stuff. So really neat opportunity to do some stuff in another place, and I think I'm gonna do it. So, but the voices that come with that are pretty loud. So I have this list of questions that I want to ask you, because I know that we have so many listeners that are in places of entrepreneurial spirit, growing their business. And I don't want to miss this opportunity for you to share these incredible insights. So what are you seeing right now actually is moving the needle in terms of marketing? And I'm feeling this a lot. Like, I play around on my social with all my reels and different things. And I recently just expanded into something that's very uncomfortable for me, which is actually talking directly into the camera and, like, sharing my sex therapy knowledge and different things like that, and combining it with aviation. And it's felt so outside my comfort zone. But I've been impressed to see the way that people have been reacting or engaging with me back. You know, they're like, oh, I love this. This is awesome. You're sharing this kind of insight to your mind and what you help clients with. What are you seeing as working in the marketing world?
Oh, I love that you gave that example too, because this ties right in with that. So, you know, I think, and we've helped companies of all sizes and nonprofits develop, you know, marketing strategies. And it really comes back to what I call identity-based strategy. And I think that's, it's so important now more than ever. I was just speaking at a conference on this, so, you know, with the rise of AI, right? There's, you can generate lot of content in a really short amount of time. Like you could generate
crazy
blogs a day, right? And put them on your site and, you know, rank higher in SEO and all that stuff, which is great, right? Like that might help you. But ultimately, it's a long game. It's showing up, it's being a steady presence, and it's knowing who you are and sharing it really clearly in a connected way. So it's really understanding who are you. What's your message and where are you right now? And you, like you said, showing up and looking into that camera and connecting with the people on the other side of the screen. And so I just really think that nothing, as we enter into, like as we get further into 24, 25, really people are going to crave authenticity and really genuine depth of content and of people. And so I think whoever gets on and shares that and knows how to deliver that throughout their customer journey is going to win. Like it's going
to
win.
You're going to have to check out my reels and tell me what you think. I'm going to have to get your insight on that. This is what I told my partner and I was telling my friend the other day. I was like, you know, I don't record a reel more than once. I record it one time.
Love it.
And you're getting like the real version of me. And I do it in my hangar because it's all tied with the aviation and growth stuff. And if an airplane is firing up and you hear the engine starting, that's just part of the reel. Like we're doing it. That's what it is, you know? Yeah. And some people might find that obnoxious or whatever, but I told my partner, I said, you know what I'm seeing is people want the little bits of knowledge. They want that little insight. I feel like there's been this kind of unfolding. At first, everybody wanted to see like the really badass cinematography stuff. And then everybody was kind of doing that and had their drones and this and that. And I'm like, we can't even play in that game. Like we're way too goofy. And I use my camera for most everything, you know, my phone. And then it's like, okay. And then I saw people kind of jumping on the humor side of things. I'm like, well, that's interesting. Cause we're already kind of dabbling in it. We were goofy anyway. And then now I'm seeing this more educational piece coming out, not long, just give me 30 seconds. Just give me 20 seconds of something that offers my growth in the world. And, so that's kind of what I've leveraged. And I'm having a lot of fun with it. And then I also panic. Like sometimes I'll get a comment on a reel. Like I have this one lady, she's like, stick to aviation. And I'm like, oh, honey, you're full blown activated right now. You wouldn't have come at me with an attack if you weren't, you know what I mean? But it makes me for a split second want to hide and be like, I'll go back to just posting videos of my airplane, you know?
I know the feeling. And I think that's like when you are going to be out in front, right? When you have any kind of platform or you're going to use your voice, you know, to encourage others, what you're doing, you're always going to get that. And unfortunately, like you said, it's other people's stuff and it's usually their woundedness. I love that you talk about like, you know, the woundedness because in the, you know, in the book and the workbook that I've been working on, it talks a lot about like, where do those wounds come from? Right. And I'm, you know, gathering that you also probably talk about a lot of these things too. And how does that impact your view of yourself and your view of others and how you're interacting? And so it's like, it's a constant almost reset of yourself. Like I have to take a lot of those moments to steady myself. And I just keep thinking to myself, keep a steady pace. Don't be rattled. Don't be shaken by the things that are going to come at you. You're going to have darts. You're going to have arrows come at you. But if you let them take you down, then ultimately you get off, you know, you step outside of like operating in your lane, you know, and then like you miss out because you don't get to run free in your lane, like your best self. And then others miss out because they don't get to see that. And they don't also get to take in the encouragement of like all the knowledge and all the good stuff that you're going to share. So there's a heavy price to pay for not keeping a steady pace and not doing the hard work that I know you've done. Right. And so there's a lot at stake. It is a big deal. It really is.
As you're talking about it, I'm thinking, like literally just this week, I was like, I'm just going to shut down my social. And then I'm like, you do that every time. Like over the years, I've published these incredible books. And right when it's about to go, I'm like, nope, I'm a faker, turning it off.
Oh, get it. Yep.
It's so hard to sit with that and just be like, no. So I love what you said about steady pace. Like I can totally, so it kind of was, I'm like a real, and like, I like analogies and stuff like that. So my friends and I, we hiked Mount Whitney and they wanted to turn, we were going to do it up and back in a day, tallest mountain in North America. And they were like straight rabbiting when we started out. I'm like, no, I can't do that. Like I have to have a steady pace. I kept telling them that. And so then halfway up the mountain, they're starting to peter out and they're like, thank God that you held us back because we would be done and turning around. And so it's interesting though, how sometimes making it to the top is holding yourself back a little bit. It's that steady pace. And I love that. So how do you block out these distractions when they come in? And I see them a lot. Like I even see it with my partner and I in our relationship, because so obviously being a couples sex therapist, everybody's got this like microscope on my relationship. And I see sometimes that people will come in and it almost feels like they are like just trying to screw with us. You know what I mean? Just trying to see if they can create like a wedge. And so how do you block out those distractions when those sorts of things come in?
Yeah, that is heavy, you know? And that's what like I think about too, with any type of area that you're leading in or putting yourself out there. Really, it's like it's a sacrifice. But I just think of those darts, right? Like those darts are gonna come at you, and it's protecting yourself, but also staying unguarded in moments so that you can connect with people and serve people. So it's such a tricky balance, I think, personally, for me.
Well, and one of the things that my friend and I were talking about, she's kind of like my mentor friend. And she said, you know, I don't have to invite everybody. I don't have to be nice. I can very gracefully close doors. Yeah. Like I can very gracefully say, no, you know what? You're actually not welcome in this space because I have things to do and you're a distraction. And totally. I don't want to spend time in this kind of more toxic space or in this, you know, drain brain kind of space. I want to expand. And I liked that idea too, because I do find myself sometimes trying to be nice to everybody, you know, or totally. I'll get people, that reach out, even just time sucks. You know, they're like, I know that you usually get paid to do this, but I just have a question. And I try to be nice and answer the question. And then it's like coming back and come, it's like, okay. Schedule an appointment, because now I've just spent an hour of my time replying to you that I could have, you know, so, but it's a balance. It really is.
Yeah. And, you know, so I think there's a couple things. I mean, so rhythms is one thing that comes to mind. When I developed an e-course a couple years ago called the Strategy Masterclass. And the first portion of it was all about like the habits and the rhythms of life. And a lot of it talked about James Clear's Atomic Habits. I learned a ton from that book. But like we have certain things in our house, like a no phone zone in our laundry room. And, you know, my phone goes in there every single night. So does my husband's. You know, so it forces us not to have it right next to our bed. Like the first thing we do when we wake up, I don't get my phone out until after I've already had time to just sit and quiet, you know, and have that reflection time. And that steadies me, right? So it's that steady pace again, you know, and then I think regular, like almost like a fasting, like I just did a couple days off of social media, but I will take, you know, when I'm feeling like something is having too much of a pull or like a hold on me in a certain way. I know that sounds strange to say, but like when it's starting to get to me, I know I need to like get up for air, almost like when you go up in the air, literally, you know, like you can see higher. And I know that I've got to then get back to that space. And so I will eliminate something, you know, whatever it is that's standing in the way, the distraction, so to speak, for a couple days. It depends. Like I've done longer than that. And it just depends on what it is, but that always helps me like get into that space. It's almost like something breaks, like that, whatever that hold is breaks and I'm able to see clearly. So it's more of like cultivating this rhythm in your lifestyle that allows you to catch like those, whatever those darts are that are coming at you, and literally turn them around, right? Like that's, you know, getting in like the warrior mode where you're like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not accepting that. This person is like encroaching on my boundaries, or I'm seeing this happen a lot. This is a pattern. No, this is how I'm going to handle this. Like I've got like a set response, because with new levels of like authority and leadership and pouring into people, it also like your access has to change, like access to you. Change.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to be aware of that, you know?
Totally. Totally. And I, yes, you're absolutely right. I even find that, for example, I used to share more of our kids on social, and as it's expanding, it's like, nope, that's got to stay closer to home now. You know, it was fine when it was a couple thousand followers, but as it's growing, it's like, no. So just being mindful even of how much I share too, because I think that when you share, people presume then you've given them that access. So I'm kind of like guarded a little bit more now. And I have a friend, the friend I keep mentioning here, she's a pretty big, yoga influencer on social, and she's been on this podcast, and she, shares the same kind of thing. She says, you know, there was a point in which like my family was kept for me only, and I couldn't share as much of that part of my life. And I love that. Okay. So I obviously have like these big decisions coming up. I'm kind of like morphing and finally taking all the pieces that I've been working on under the sheets, behind the radar, you know, behind the scenes, and putting it all together. How do I figure out if this is my next move? Like, how do you figure out your next move in life or business or whatever? How do you know that it's the right thing?
Oh, that's, I know that is the $1 million question, isn't it?
Right?
I'm thinking about this a lot because I think I'm in a similar space, a little bit, a phase where I see all of these pieces coming together of my whole journey, the things that I want to do, the things that I want to do, the things that I think represent me. And I really actually have been thinking about this a lot in an analogy of being in the air. And I think that it's like when you first start your descent, you can't really see the ground clearly, right? You can't like see exactly where you're going to land. But I think as you come in closer, like over time, you gather more information, you gather the pieces. And I think you don't rush the process, but you just observe and you take lots of time eliminating distractions. And it might be a season for you where you have to, maybe there are like a couple things coming to mind right now for you that you're like, I'm going to eliminate those things for a week or a month. And I'm going to completely like eliminate all the other voices so that I can hear clearly, right? My voice, and figure out where you're going. And so in seasons like that, I tend to eliminate more distractions. I tend to just focus in, and I also tend to give myself rest and play or things that I enjoy. And then,
okay, I love this. I love this so much because I was like, if I'm going to create what I want to create, all the noise has to simmer. Like it has to come down. I cannot keep going at the pace I'm going. I need to take some play time to find that. I keep saying create more joy.
Yes.
And if it's not an F yes right now, then it's a no, because I can't take on more. That time needs to be for playful joy, rest. So everything you're saying, and I love the slow and steady descent, you know, that 500 feet a minute kind of a thing, so that everything, you can find that airfield, everything can come into view. Cause if you're coming in hot, you are going to bounce the shit out of that landing. You know what I mean? I love it. I love it. And I think you're so spot on. You were going to add something else. I interrupted you.
You know, I was just going to say, and I, you know, I think this is, it's, I can resonate with this, in my current journey. I know I can see pieces of it. I can see people, I can see, a higher level vision of what the main categories are going to be. Right. But I don't know. It hasn't come into full view yet. It hasn't become completely clear. But from everything in the past that I've created and has been a long journey, There's usually this period right before like the full clarity comes that is this time that's set aside to block out distraction, to rest, and to play. And then usually the pieces start to come when I'm in that space. And I also think it's such a gift because I think if we don't take that time, then we would go into a new season and the new thing, A, unclear, and B, tired. And I don't think we want to end that season that way.
And I've done that. That's what I did last year. And I found myself in reaction mode instead of an intention mode. Like I found myself just reacting to everything rather than like intentionally choosing, deciding, trusting my judgment, all of those things. Yes. Gosh, I love our visit so much. And I wish that I had like another hour with you. I can see why people, you know, need to connect with you and help guide their journey to success in all things. So maybe you can share with the listeners how they can find your workbook and connect with you online. We do include everything in the show notes, but maybe you can shout it out.
Awesome. Yeah, they can head to my website. It's www.storywork.co or my personal brand site. And that's where the book preview and the workbook are. That is laurencshippy.com.
Lauren, I loved our chat so much. Thank you so much for being on this podcast and sharing your insights. And I know this is the first of many talks that we're going to have together. So exciting. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me. It was great.
This has been a BU Find Happy podcast. For more inspiration, check out the links.